Welcome back to Sisterhood Tea Party, the podcast where we spill the tea, laugh until we cry, and occasionally reveal a little too much about ourselves. I'm Jessica.
And I'm Stephanie. And today we're talking about a topic that is very near and dear to my heart and maybe a little embarrassing for my dignity.
Yep, we are diving into our celebrity and fictional character crushes. We're going past, present, and the hear me outs. You know, the crushes you have to defend to your friends over brunch with a, okay, but hear me out though.
So get ready for childhood heartthrobs, current obsessions, and the questionable crushes that shaped our romantic standards or probably ruined them.
Yes. Okay, before we get into who we would risk it all for, let's start with our top of mind. What's been living kind of rent-free in our heads this week? Stephanie.
Okay, so the latest that's on my mind right now is the current Love Island drama. This time it's involving people from season 6. Janae and Kenny, have you heard about their recent split up?
Yes. How could I not know about it? Like, it's insane. But break it down.
So this is what I'm determining. I'm going to break this down. So Janae and Kenny, they had gone to a birthday party of David Dobrik, I believe, just a few days ago, like this past weekend. And at this party, they were having a good time. There's footage of them, like, you know, dancing, having a great time. Then we get on social media and we see Janae's story. And it's basically this long-winded saying that Kenny and I are no longer together. All of these things. Respect my privacy. She's like, I've seen all of your theories, because when this happened, everybody on social media, of course, is speculating, oh, he cheated, this, that, the other. His, you know, side piece showed up to the party. Like something, right? And so I'm over here like, okay, well, I'm team Janae always. So I'm not tripping about this. I'm like, whatever he did, like he did. So that all happened. And then it is later revealed that there is some shit that he actually said. Now, we don't know what he said at this point, but people are now like, okay, well, what actually was said? Like, somebody dropped the text messages. He then goes on his social media and writes some ChatGPT bullshit response being like, you know, it's so hard when those that you love, you just don't think it's going to last. Da, da, da. You think it's going to last and it doesn't. There's this like fake bullshit. And Janae responds and she was like, Kenny, I was being nice on my story. Don't piss me off. Mm-hmm. Like, you need to tell these people what you actually did. Then you see story reposts from Serena, from Leah, from Kaylor, from Liv, all of them saying you are a racist. You are a liar. You manipulated. You're all of these awful things. You're a clout chaser or a clout demon, as some of them have called him now. And I'm like, what has happened? It got to the point that every single member from that season, plus Ariana and his grandmother, from what I'm hearing, or his family members, have unfollowed him. And I'm like, what happened? Mm. So then I'm going back and forth on all of these social media sites, and Janae's best friend revealed what was allegedly said because she shared it to her story. And it was basically like, women, if you have any suspicions about your man, check his phone today, because you need to now then search. And she was speaking specifically to Black women, search his phone and you'll find keywords like, I hate Black women. I'm just with her for clout. She's this, she's that, using racial slurs. And I can't wait to be done with this so I can go, you know, sleep with other women. Like horrible things. And I'm paraphrasing this because I'm not going to say what he actually said, but it is absolutely disgusting. And so right now I'm just kind of in this like waiting period of like, all right, what else is going to come out? What's going to be on her story? I haven't seen anything yet, but it just pisses me off. Like, I just, what frustrates me is that Janae does not deserve that. And she is just a lover girl at heart. And so to see her broken like this from some trash ass man who would never be able to make it without her, it just is disappointing to see.
Yeah. Yeah. I could not agree more. Like, it is shocking. I think, like, for me, the most shocking thing is that they were together for a year. Right. And like, and so like to fake a relationship
a little over a year.
Yeah. To fake a relationship for over a year is crazy. And especially if you like have such bigoted, insane views on top of that, like you're literally saying that you hate Black women and you are with a Black woman for a year for clout. Like, could this man is like literally a psychopath. That is psychotic behavior, and terrifying. Absolutely. For her, because I mean, she was alone with this man for so long, you know, like it's, I can't imagine what she's going through right now. And I do believe she will eventually share her story. And I hope she gets like on a big podcast and doesn't gets paid bank for it. But I hope that she all, it seems like she's taking the time to take care of herself, which is probably like what she needs right now, because it's just, it's so hurtful.
It is. To be in a relationship for a year where she thought that it was going to go somewhere. And even watching Beyond the Villa right now on Peacock and seeing how their relationship was unfolding up until this happened, right? So the first three episodes, you're seeing it. You can see how much she cared about him. And what frustrates me is me watching that, I'm watching his nonverbal cues. I'm watching the way that he interacts with her. That man is just so disrespectful and just... it frustrates me to see how much she was giving, and it was clear that she liked him more than he liked her. Mm-hmm. I hate that for her. Mm-hmm. And I relate to her, like being a Black woman in situations like that and in relationships like that. It hurts my heart to see. And so I agree. I hope that she is taking the space that she needs. And when she's ready and when she feels that it is necessary, she'll share her story. Mm-hmm. But just know that I'm Team Janae always.
Always. So
that's all I have to say.
I will say I love that the cast has rallied behind her. Like that is
100%
incredible. Everyone, even Connor, who like she's like beefing with.
The fact that Connor even unfollowed him too says that tells me everything I need to know, because, you know, watching the episodes, they were kind of going back and forth with, you know, how they wanted to hang out and if they could hang out because Janae had her beef with him. So the fact that truly every single person from that cast season 6 unfollowed him told me everything I need to know. I was like, oh, this is beyond repair. Mm-hmm. So
to keep with the Love Island theme, my top of mind this week is these like online parasocial relationships with celebrities. So I saw a clip mm-hmm. where Jeremiah, what from Love Island, from the season of Love Island, was like walking, I don't know if he was like in a mall or a hotel or like something, but he was like something where he was like walking and there was like this group of girls following him around. And then they would act like they wanted to take a picture with him. And then they would like say something disrespectful and clearly were like Team Huda. And then he was trying to get into this elevator and his friend or like, I don't think it was a security guard. It looked like a friend was like, no, you guys can't get in here. And they were all trying to get into the elevator with him. And you could tell he was so frustrated. And I'm just like, whoa, that's crazy behavior. I'm to the point where I almost feel maybe we should be teaching courses about this in school or something. I am all for like following the celebrity gossip and seeing what's going on, but they are real humans. I'm not going to follow somebody around physically. That is stalking. And you also have to think someone like Jeremiah, right? He's obviously on his like 5 minutes of fame right now. The whole Love Island cast is right now, and who knows if that extends in any way, but I can't imagine that he has been so successful that he now can afford full-time security. I don't know what his like financial background was before he got on the show. Maybe he could, but like, if you just assume, like if I got that level of celebrity overnight, I couldn't afford full-time security, but these people are like basically needing it now because people are following them around. That is crazy behavior to me. And I just feel we need to do something to educate young people and adults. It's not just young people, about like what is acceptable in the way that we engage online. And even like a lot of things that have happened, I'm like, I may not like what you do, but like sending death threats, like, you know what I mean? Like the level of extremity of these parasocial relationships is crazy to me.
Yeah. It really scares me how some members of our society are. And I'm speaking directly to Huda followers because they honestly are the worst. They are the worst. Mm-hmm. Seeing them interact the way that they do online, like I mentioned to you, I think I mentioned this to you, that I was part of some social groups for reality TV, and the way that majority of that group rallied behind her, I'm just like, do y'all not understand this destructive behavior is because you are just like her, and that's why you're behind her. So the fact that this is now escalated past the show and all of these things for them to harass people in public, I mean, it is scary how much they think that these people know who they are. I'm like, first of all, I'm going to be honest with you for a second. They don't give a fuck about you.
No.
They may claim that they do. They do not care. They don't. And I'm sorry I hurt your feelings, but like, it's so true. They don't. So the fact that you are like worshiping the ground that they walk on and you're thinking like, oh yeah, y'all are besties and you can say this and say that. And you almost try and speak for them in a way. It's again, we talked about this. One thing to like talk about them and kind of chat through like their behaviors and talk about how they were on the show. But it's another thing for you to like assume that you know exactly who they are and you know everything about them. That freaks me out. And that everybody needs to go touch grass, like go touch grass. It's insane. So yeah, the parasocial relationships, I agree. I think there needs to be education on that. There needs to be just some resources, even if it's not a full-blown college course, but offering like a free certificate from somewhere saying, take this, you know, I don't know, 10-hour course or however long it needs to be. And it's free. There needs to be free resources on this, because truly a lot of people need to understand that parasocial relationships are not it.
And I think it's like interesting because, you know, the psychology hat on me, you know, we grew up before influencers were a thing or celebrities were like this personable online. Right. And so young people, like, this is just normal. And so they like think it's real. Like they think they, like you said, they think they really know these people. And that's what's like unsettling about it all. It's like, actually, you don't know this person. Like this is, the internet's not real. These TV shows are not real. Like there's like an element of that. And so, I don't know. And it's crazy too, because these are like, I don't want to say like B-list celebrities, but they are, they're not like, you know, the super famous people, like movie stars and stuff, you know? And so I don't know. It's strange behavior.
Oh, it absolutely is. But I just, like, when's it going to stop at this point? But who knows? So on that note, the Love Island reunion is this week. What are some predictions or hopes that you have for it, Jess?
Honestly, I'm so over Love Island right now. I think my only hope is that Nick and Alandra are still together, which like right now we just saw they were in Greece and they're so cute. So I'm just cheering for them. That's my only hope. Everything else, like I would like to say, I hope that like finally Hoda gets called out, but I'm just like, at this point, I don't think it doesn't matter. Like it is, she is who she is. It is what it is. Her defenders are who they are. Like, I'm just over it. I just hope that Nick and Alandria are still happy. What about you?
Nick Alandria gang all day. That's really my only hope at this point. I really, to your point, I also don't really care about anybody else. I've heard rumors circulating about other cast members, but like at this point, we'll just have to see if it's confirmed on the reunion. I'm over it. I think this season was ruined by all the new people who were watching it. And so I'm truly just like, okay, let's just move this on. We either need to change the way season 8 is, or just get rid of Love Island altogether, because it's too much. So Nick Alandria is really all I care about. And that's pretty much it.
I will say, I just remembered that Andy Cohen is the host. So I am excited to see him push some boundaries and spill the tea. But yeah,
I really hope he does. I really hope he does. I really hope that, well, didn't they put something on social media?
About, oh, I submitted so many questions.
What questions do you want? Yeah. So that's why I'm like, I'm hoping they actually go through those and ask the hard questions, because that is what's going to make it interesting. Mm-hmm. Because I don't like when they do stuff like that and then they're asking the most basic, like, so, you know, where are you living? I don't care about that. No. I want the tea. What's really tea? Send me that. I want to know the juicy things. So yes, make sure those hard-hitting questions are answered. It'll make it a little bit more entertaining. So we'll see what happens. Mm-hmm. So now that you know where our brains are at, we're going to talk about where our hearts have been, specifically our totally justifiable, sometimes questionable taste in celebrity crushes.
Okay, let's start with past crushes. These are the ones that had our teenage selves writing their last name in our notebooks like we were manifesting marriage.
Okay. So... I'm sorry. My first one is Zac Efron from High School Musical. Okay. I think that is how I discovered that I was about that interracial dating life. I'm like, oh, like I really like this guy. He's cute as shit. What? Like, I was obsessed. I wouldn't go as far as say that I like, you know, had, you know, Troy Bolton merch or anything like that, but I really like Zac. So I remember specifically watching that movie and the others that followed. And I'm like, man, I really want to be Gabriela Montez so bad. Like that, I was like, is there a way that I can go audition and just like sub, like be kind of like her understudy? Be like, just in case, like you need somebody, like I'm here, you know? But
I'm dying for your understudy for a movie.
I just wanted to be her just so I could have that moment to share a kiss with him. Like, I wanted that so bad. So he was, to me, he was just the moment. He was just it for me.
I feel like you said you didn't have merch, but I literally had a folder in high school, mind you, of him. It was like, you know, like those like thin folders that you can like put papers in and you can put them in like a big folder. Yeah, no, it was him. Yeah. It was him of High School Musical. So totally justifiable.
I mean, I guess, yeah, I guess to that point, yes, I had like stuff for school.
Yeah.
High School Musical stuff. But I did not have like a T-shirt that had his picture on it or anything. And maybe if I did, I wouldn't say it. But like, I, you know, I didn't have that. So.
I love it. Okay. Mine. One of mine was Chad Michael Murray, specifically Chad Michael Murray from the Cinderella story. I don't know what it was about him in that movie, but I was obsessed. And I had like, I used to get, do you remember in the magazines how they would have like a full like page that was just a photo of a celebrity? And then you could rip it out and put it up on your wall. Just Chad Michael Murray everywhere. It was just, Chad Michael Murray. Like, I was obsessed. I didn't even watch his most popular show back then, but I loved him in that movie.
Really?
No, what was it? Was it Dawson's Creek? What was it? One Tree Hill. He was in One Tree Hill. Yeah, I never watched it, but I loved him.
Yeah, I never watched it either. But he was definitely a cutie for sure. Mm-hmm. I support that one. Mm-hmm. I 100% support that. Okay. My other crush that I had, Jesse McCartney. Mm-hmm. I was obsessed. Okay. Beautiful Soul really just spoke to me. And I found it. My old iPod is sitting right over here. And I was scrolling through it earlier. And I was like, I had every Jesse McCartney song saved on there because I was so obsessed. Oh, yeah. I loved him. I really did.
He's low-key making a comeback.
I may or may not have looked into tickets when he when he had released. Listen, okay? I thought about it. I really did. I think I was out of town or something or it wasn't going to work out. But I had looked into it because when he had posted something about tickets, I got like a – I may or may not have got an email from Spotify about Jesse McCartney is having a concert near you. So
Spotify's like, your most listened to artist is coming to town.
Literally. No, and I'm like, how did you know that?
You're like in the gym and people think you're listening to like something hard and you're just like, you and your beautiful soul.
Yes.
I love it.
That was me.
I love
it. That was me.
Okay, my next one is Pete Wentz, who is the guitarist and he's also a songwriter and he sings on some songs for Fall Out Boy. Do you know who this is?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm aware.
Okay. So you know then. I was obsessed. I know. I loved this man. He was like my deeply wounded emo boy. And I used to be on Fall Out Boy's website and they had these online forums there. And every once in a while, Pete Wentz would come into the forum and he would have things to say and he would talk to fans. And so I would just wait. And then I would scroll back to see the last time that he talked. And I was obsessed with this man and his lyrics. I still love them. He's so
cool. Did he ever speak to you?
Not to me directly. I was never online at the right times. You know, this was like DSL, like, you know, had to dial in for the internet days, you know, and it just didn't always work out for me.
What a time. It was really hard. Yeah, those were the days, you know.
These days I would have alerts. I'm like, Pete's online. Let's talk.
Would you have considered yourself emo at that time? Like, do you feel like you fell into that emo scene vibe?
Musically, yes. I dressed super preppy.
Okay.
But like musically, yeah, I definitely, like, honestly, I don't even feel like Fall Out Boy is like super emo, but like The Used, My Chemical Romance, like Hawthorne Heights, all of those bands, was very into all of those. But I still dressed super preppy.
Let me ask you this. Mm. Do you feel like at your age, do you feel like you would have been able to pull him?
At my age back then?
Yeah. Like, do you feel like you'd be able to pull? I mean, what, or now,
back
whatever.
Then, back but then, like, do you I feel thought like, I could. Could I? That would have been illegal. Like, so hopefully not. But like, I definitely was like, you know, I went to Fall Out Boy was the first concert ever I went to. And, you know, I was like, oh, and it was on Halloween, my birthday. And I was like, oh, maybe he'll like pull the birthday girl on stage and he'll do his little shake to me and like, oh, totally. You know, when you're young and you think you're like, I shaved my legs just in case. And you're like 15. Like,
I also did not realize his age. I somehow thought he was around our age. So that's why I asked the question. So whoops, my bad.
Yeah, yeah, no, definitely not. Yeah.
I obviously didn't follow him. So that's why I was like, yeah, I thought he was our age.
But like same, so. Right? Like you thought you could pull Jesse McCartney, right?
100%. Yes.
Today you could. Back then you were a child.
Yeah. Right. Let's just clarify. That's not what I meant. Okay, don't be weird on here, okay? But like, yeah.
No, but you've seen those trends on TikTok, right? Where it's like me who thought I could pull so-and-so and you're like a literal child.
Yes, exactly. That's kind of where I was going with that. So, good. It's fine. Okay, so let's fast forward to now. Okay, these are the celebrities or characters that currently have us in a chokehold. Jess, please share your number one right now.
My number one is by far Pedro Pascal. Oh, I love that man. Everything about him. He just gets it. He's so unproblematic. He's so in touch with his sexuality and he's so damn good looking. And I just love him. I love everything about him. I watch every single edit ever. I love that he's been interviewed, asked if he's ever watched the edits. And he's like, yeah, he just makes my heart so happy. I love him so much. So, hey, Pedro.
If you're listening.
Hey. I clam up. Okay, what about yours?
Okay, my number one, for obvious reasons, is Michael B. Jordan. I mean, that man is so fine. So fine. He's gorgeous. He's driven. He can obviously act. He can direct. He can box. Okay, he's truly the total package. I'm obsessed with that man. And I was living for it when I was watching Sinners. Mm. And I had two of him on my screen. Like, hello. Yeah. Here I am in the middle of the day, sitting in the theater with my popcorn, just drooling at Michael B. Jordan on my screen. Okay. I was living for it. So he is my current obsession at the moment.
I would have put him as number two, had you not listed him as your number one. Like, I cannot agree. Literally the whole movie of Sinners, I was like to my husband the whole time in this, and this is maybe a spoiler if you haven't seen it, but in the scene where he was fighting himself, like towards the end, I was literally whispering to my husband, just kiss already, in the theater, like, what if they kiss? Like, I want to be between them. I was losing my absolute shit. Like, it was insane. He is so beautiful. And like you said, he can do everything. Gosh.
He really can.
Okay, well, since you took Michael B. Jordan, I will say my number two is...
Yes.
Bad Bunny. Ah! I just recently watched Happy Gilmore 2. Have you seen it yet? Okay. Well,
I have not.
He is in it. And I just love him. I've loved him for a really long time. But like, I love him because he just literally goes after whatever he wants. Like, obviously, he's this international superstar rapper, singer, right? But then he also, like, because we watch WWE, he does WWE and he like WWE brings celebrities out randomly anyways, but like Bad Bunny's up there like doing flips off stuff, like doing crazy stuff that like you're like, whoa, like he puts his all in. And then he goes and does movies and he puts his all in, or he goes on SNL and he puts his all in. And he's so funny. He's so gorgeous. And I love him.
I'm here for that. And his music is good. Like,
yes,
I'm all about it.
Yes.
Okay. My number two is Jonathan Bailey and his slutty little glasses. Okay. I love that man. Okay. He could truly say anything to me, girl. I'll tell you this. He can say anything to me. And I'd probably fold like a lawn chair. I'll be honest. I'd be like, I get it. Okay. And yes, I know he plays for a different team and I'm not on the roster. Okay. It's devastating, but I'm still here for it. I love that man. He's a beautiful man. I don't know. He's just gorgeous.
Mm. Yeah. My niece TT, we were talking about him because she also loves him. And she literally, we were at a family event. She literally pointed at my brother-in-law and said, What did he do to deserve Jonathan Bailey on his team? And I was laughing so hard. I was like, oh my God. So I agree it's unfortunate.
I feel that. I 100% feel that. It really is. It really is. And I'm like, you know what? Okay. All right.
I love it. Okay, honorable mention. I will also say Harry Styles. I can't fully claim him because my sister, this would be her number one. She's like so obsessed, but like, sorry girl. If I had a chance, it is what it is. but I just love, again, like his sensitivity. I love the way he dresses. I love his like comfort and his sexuality. I think that's hot. And I just really like him a lot.
Oh, yeah. My friend Brogan would be hype about that. So because she loves Harry. Absolutely loves Harry. So
she knows.
She does. Absolutely. She does. Okay. My honorable mention. Have you seen Scandal?
Of course. Yes.
Okay. Just making sure. Okay. I have to check. The actor that plays Jake Ballard, Scott Foley, I don't know. That man is fine too. You know, I remember watching the show and being like, damn, Olivia Pope. Okay, I need you to get with Jake. I just feel like something about him being like low-key kind of sinister, emotionally unhinged low-key. And he was hot. Toxic, but hot. And I'm like, you know what? That kind of relates to some of my dating experiences. So, I mean, I get it. So that's probably why I like him so much. So
you have a type. It's fine. You have a type.
Yikes.
question related to Scandal. Were you team Jake overall for Scandal or team, what was his name? I don't even remember the other guy's name.
Fitz. Yeah. Oh God. This is really hard for me.
You're like, why choose? Pick both.
Literally pick both at this point. And I think because now I would say, I'm going to say Fitz only because I'm living for the now. So Kerry Washington on social between her and I forgot his name at the moment. Duh, I should know his name, but their interactions on social media are so hilarious to me. And everybody's just, we're feeding into it. We're like, can y'all please stop doing this to us? Like your spouses are the strongest people we know in this world because the way that they are just, they interact on social media is just like, damn, are y'all still, like, are y'all together? Like, what's going on? But no, I think in that context, I would be probably team Fitz, but I think I have a soft spot for Jake. So probably team Jake on that regard too. So I don't know. It's hard to choose.
I was always team Jake, but to be fair, I never finished the show. Like the last couple seasons I didn't watch. So I don't know how it all ends up, but I was always team Jake for sure because he's so hot.
He is. And honestly, that's a reminder that I need to start the series over again. Mm-hmm. So I think I'm going to add that to my list.
I love it. Okay. This is the spicy part. Let's talk about the hear me outs. These are the crushes that make people tilt their head at you like a confused puppy or scream. Is the reaction I'm hoping for. But, you know, you're going to go to court and you're going to defend them. So give us your hear me out and defend yourself passionately.
Okay. Well, I don't know about passionately, but I'm going to say Scar from The Lion King. Something, I don't know, something about like the conniving energy, the slickness, like it just does it for me. And like, just explain it, but like, just look, like, I don't know, look at his pic, like that's where I'm at. It's hard to explain.
Okay, wait, so I have to pull up his pic right now. Just hang on. Scar,
pull up the pic. Yeah, let's
wait, everybody take a moment and look at cartoon, or are we talking like the newer Lion King?
Hold on a second, let me see what I'm referring to. Oh, newer one.
The newer one. Wait, this is like, wait, like you mean like the, like the,
wait, hold on,
CGI.
Oh, wait. Oh, no, not the live action. No. Okay. I'm talking like full character.
Cartoon.
I was like, okay. Wait, the new one? No. Yeah, the cartoon. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No. Look at the cartoon. Okay, the one I'm looking at. Yeah.
No, I definitely see
cartoon
it.
Cartoon girl.
He's giving.
Okay, I don't know.
He's giving enemies to lovers. He's giving, I will destroy the world for you. I'm here for it. I see.
Yeah.
It. You know, there's no judgment.
Something about it. Something about him.
Okay. I'll give my first one. My hear me out is Billy Loomis from Scream. Do you know who that is? If not, pull him up.
I do not know who that is. Okay. I have to type with one hand. Hold on a second. Mm-hmm. The mic down, but it's fine.
And specifically okay, when character. He's licking blood off of his fingers.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. I need you to defend the licking of blood, okay? Because I'm looking at the pic, and I'm like, okay, like it's not bad looking, but the way that you said that, though, I need details.
Okay, so spoiler alert, if y'all haven't seen Scream, but throughout the entire Scream movie, you don't know who the murderer is, and then at the end, you find out it is Billy, and the other guy. I don't remember his name. Stu, maybe, or Skeet. I don't remember the other guy. They're partner killing. Both are pretty attractive, but Billy specifically, kind of a douche to be out there trying to murder his girlfriend and her whole family and all that stuff. But like, but while he's doing it, I'm like, hey, hey, hey. So that's my hear me out.
Okay, honestly, like. I can see that for sure. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. I can see that. It's fine.
Okay. Okay. So my second one is, again, we on the scandal train, is Huck. Do you remember him? trauma-riddled assassin. Okay. Something about him, I was like, okay, let's see what's up. You know, that haunted energy, okay, but like the fierce loyalty at the same time, the I literally will murder for you. Okay, somehow that was just kind of hot.
No,
in a really, really wrong way. Okay, and I recognize that. I know that. I know that. But like, I don't know, something about that energy. I'm like, you know, listen, hear me out.
I'm so obsessed with this one because I would not have ever, ever thought of him in this way. And now that you've said this, I'm like, when I rewatch this, I might be Team Huck by the end of it. Like, I might be.
I know. That's what I'm saying. That's why I was like, you know what? Speaking of all of these crushes, I need to go back to Scandal and rewatch.
You're like, Olivia Pope, there's a third option here. Hello. Do you see him?
Literally.
Oh, my God. I'm obsessed with that one, actually. Okay. My next one is going to terrify you. Okay.
Oh, dear. Okay.
I've thought a lot about this one, actually. Haven't stopped thinking about it since I saw the movie. But the movie Nosferatu, which is a vampire movie that they remade in 2024, mm-hmm. there is a character in that named Count Orlok. And I'm just saying, hear me out.
Okay, hold on a second. Let me
pause for reaction. Pop
this in. So you said this. Okay, 2024?
Yes.
Right?
Yes, the new one.
Okay, let me see. What the fuck?
Okay, let
wait. Let me just Jess.
I need him on my screen now.
Break it down right now.
Okay.
Because what do you mean? What do you mean?
Okay. Hear me out. Okay, so
all right.
I'm gonna spoil the movie because I know you're not into these kinds of movies anyway, so you're probably never gonna watch it. Spoiler Correct. Alerts. The whole story, in my opinion, had a different creative arc. Like, example, if it had been done by a book talk girly, had created this movie, which I myself am, I think that this character would be the hottest character possible because his whole thing is he is so in love and obsessed with the main girl that they portray it as scary, but so much so that the way this ends, again, alert, spoiler alerts, the way this ends is he has sex with her and she's in on it, right? Like she's like, yep, I'm gonna have sex with him to kill him, basically. They have sex and he's so into the moment that he doesn't realize that the sun is rising and it kills him. He died for love, Stephanie. He died for love. And I'm like, there's something so poetic about it. He wanted this woman from the beginning. He Ooh. Was going to do anything he could for this woman. If like, hear me out. Hear me out. It's not his fault he looks that way. It's not his fault. He loved this woman. Why did he deserve to die? It's not fair. So that's my hear me out in my demented, fucked up way.
Respectfully, I'm closing my ears. I'm disturbed, and I'm biased because I don't like those things to begin with. I don't like those types of movies. So I'm having a very hard time hearing you out for this one. You know what I mean? Like,
if I could direct this movie, if I could redirect this movie, he would obviously mm-hmm. look a lot different. But I would sure. tell it more I think, from yeah, that that's point different. Of view. But yeah, hear me out.
I think that part, I'm like, okay, yeah, I get it. Like that I get, but it's the character that I'm having a very, very hard time wrapping my head around that. I'm like, I don't.
Well, and the whole thing is that she said she loved him when she was younger and then she changed her mind and he mm-hmm. still loved her. And like, it was what, and they made vows to each other and he still loved her. And like, I get it. Women can change their mind. But I was very much like, oh, but he just loves her. And now he dies because he loves her. It's not fair. So hear me out. I'll take you, Count Orlok.
Okay. You know what? I respect it. I really, I have to, you know, I'll give you that. That's very difficult for me to hear you out. But you know what? I still respect it at the same time. So
appreciate that.
All right, friends. It's time for our favorite game. What's the ick? Celebrity edition. So these are the little things famous people do that instantly like kill the vibe for us. So me personally, it's when they write apology notes in the notes app. I'm like, this is just the cringiest, most inauthentic way to get across an apology, however you're trying to do it. Like, I just, something about you writing it in your notes app and then screenshotting it so I can see the time when you wrote it. And then posting that, and you're having me scroll through because you've posted it to your, like, as a static post, is bizarre to me. So I'm not about it. I would prefer that you didn't apologize. If you're going to use your notes app, don't.
Huck would never.
No. Honestly, none of my celebrity crushes and hear me outs would do that. No, so
they're better than that. I love that for you.
And then hopefully I didn't say that and then we go find online that they did issue an apology. That would look so awkward.
It's fine. Everybody makes mistakes. Okay, my celebrity ick is when celebrities go on regular Twitter rants. Like, we get it. You're drunk at 4 a.m. and now you're ranting on Twitter. You're coked out at 4 a.m. Like, come on. Like, this is weird energy. We have Zach Bryan still being the problematic man that he is out there doing Twitter rants. We had Kanye doing Twitter rants. Like, come on. No one's going to take you serious if you're doing a Twitter rant. It's embarrassing. Take the phone away. Somebody, you have nobody in your circle who's taking your phone away, which is not great. It just gives me the ick. And I'm just like, ugh. So that's my celeb ick.
I feel like celebrities who are known for doing rants like that or just being problematic, they should have a time restriction on their phone automatically where it turns off at like 9 p.m. Mm-hmm. and you're not able to access it until the very next morning when you actually have to work and do stuff. Like, you need to put the phone down. And like I've mentioned before, go and touch grass because you got to figure your shit out. Like, I'm not about it. So I completely agree with that ick.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So now that we've successfully ruined our chances of being invited to any Hollywood party, let's close out.
All right. We're going to give our last drop of tea for the day. One last thought, hot take, or random fun fact related to today's topic.
Okay. If loving my hear me out crush is wrong, then I don't want to be right.
And reminder, friends, fictional men will always disappoint you less than the real ones.
So good. If you're listening, we love you. Make sure you're following at Sister at Tea Party on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube, and DM us your past, present, and hear me out crushes. We want to roast or celebrate with you.
Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Until next time, keep your crushes questionable and your tea hot. Bye, y'all.